Hello?
Hi, my name is Pete Eakins, and I'm the assistant to the principal here at Elementary, and I was looking for Timothy's mommy.
This is her.
Okay, hi, Kate. Again, my name is Pete Eakins, assistant to the principal here at Elementary, and I needed to call you and have a conversation about your son.
Okay, what's going on?
Well, we had a little bit of an issue that I need to make you aware of.
Okay.
So every once in a while, I'll fill in and I'll sit in classrooms and make sure that the teachers are doing a good job. And I noticed something quite alarming the other day.
From Timothy?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, the other day, Timothy was in class and he pulled out some fruit snacks.
Okay. I don't see the issue.
Well, I was shocked that he only brought enough for himself. So, as you know, if you're going to bring snacks in, you need to bring enough for everybody.
I'm confused about what the problem is, because we pack him snacks for himself for snack time.
Right.
So I don't get what the problem is.
No. This is elementary school. And
I know,
so,
he's in fifth grade.
Right, yes, he's in fifth grade.
To tell me what grade he's in.
And one thing we are very clear about here is if you're going to bring snacks, you need to bring enough for the whole class.
I'm sorry, but he's been bringing snacks since the beginning of school, and this has never been an issue.
It's actually
been encouraged by his teacher to bring snacks. I don't want my kid to be hungry in the school day.
Well, I will have a conversation with the teacher then, okay? And so what I did, just to let you know, this last week, what I've been doing is I've been going by the class, and I've been confiscating his snacks, and I've been eating them in front of everybody.
What?
Yes. Yeah, just to let him know how it feels for the other students when he eats his snacks in front of them and they didn't bring any, and
he didn't bring enough for them. Okay, but I'm sorry, Pete, that's what you said your name was.
Mm-hmm.
So in the morning, instead of doing, I don't know, maybe your job, you just go into my son's classroom and then take his snacks from him.
Mm-hmm.
Sit in the front of the classroom and eat the snacks in front of him and everyone else.
I take his bag of fruit snacks.
Their education. Mm-hmm.
Yes. I take his fruit snacks. I hold it up in front of the classroom and I say, look, everybody, little Timothy didn't bring enough for all of us again. And this is how it feels when that happens. And I sit down in a desk in front of them and I slowly eat his fruit snacks. It takes me about 45 minutes, but I think it's a very good point I'm making.
So you're sitting there for 45 minutes.
Yep. With a knife and fork. Slowly
eating the fruit snacks in front of all of these kids.
Yes.
Okay, so you're taking the fruit snacks, and then you said that you're bringing a fork and knife.
Yes, I bring in cutlery. I bring in cutlery. I set a little tablecloth over the desk. I put a plate down, so it's really a good presentation.
This is bizarre. I'm going to call the principal. I'm going to call the superintendent. I'm going to call the district head. I'm going to call the teacher. I'm going to call all the other parents in this classroom with Timothy and tell them that you're doing this.
Well, good, because they should all know as well. They should all know as well. I think we should definitely make an example out of Timothy for this.
I am not doing this to protect Timothy. I'm doing this so that everyone else knows that you are a sick psycho weirdo and taking away from these kids' education, wasting their time, stealing their snacks. Who do you think you are?
Like I said, I'm the assistant to the principal here at elementary school.
You're not even the assistant principal. You are the assistant to the principal. Good luck even getting a job. So bye-bye to your title of assistant principal. You're not even going to be able to get a job as a custodian at any school.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, no, actually, so you won't even be able to be the assistant to be a custodian at the school, you freak.
Okay, well, then I'll let you know that this is actually Jubal from the Jubal Show doing a phone prank on you, and your husband Tom set you up.
Wait.
It's a joke.
Okay. This was?
Yes, your husband wanted to mess with you.
So Timothy has his fruit snack.
As far as I know, yeah. But now I want some fruit snacks.
Oh, my gosh.